You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Called to the Fire, A Witness for God in Mississippi, the true story of Dr. Charles Johnson by Chet Bush. This book is read by David Cochran Heath. This audio recording was produced in 2013 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Abingdon Press. Originally published in English as Called to the Fire, copyright 2013 by Chet Bush. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. The Whole Man. Charles Johnson did not intend to be a civil rights activist. He was just being a good pastor. He had no desire to move to Mississippi during the volatile 1960s. He did not set out to stand down the unjust systems of a segregated South, or get tangled up in a national civil rights case, or take up a mantle of activism for the African-American community of Meridian. His passion flowed from a center more fiery than the furnace of racism. Charles Johnson knew that in order to be called to the fire, one must first be called by the fire. Reverend Johnson lifted the heads of a people with little opportunity, few jobs, and no voice. The public education system failed them, the marketplace rejected them, and the justice system ignored them. While the powers that be worked to limit the African-American vote in the public sphere, the preacher insisted each was elected to receive the love of God. They were, he assured, chosen for greatness in the kingdom of heaven, and God wanted to empower their lives.